2. The effects of climate change and global warming on natural resources and human health. Climate change and heat increase the risk of illness in humans and have many effects on destroying natural resources. Moreover, this research will briefly mention some essential options for these destructive effects. In this study, we will look at some of these effects. A. Climate change and global warming and their impacts on forests and agriculture. Human activities emit methane, therefore, the accumulation of this, as in the ozone layer, causes heat up which harms agriculture products and causes widespread forest death. However, it should be noted that the adverse effects cause the permanent removal of native gases and pastures, and finally, humans change land use to expand agriculture. Two factors destroy agriculture and deforestation: floods and droughts. B. Climate change and global warming and their impacts on the seas. Researchers show the Earth's temperature is 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial. NASA researchers attribute the global warming trend as the result of the human expansion of the greenhouse effect. When temperatures rise and ice melts, more water flows to the seas from glaciers and ice caps, and ocean water warms and expands in volume. It has devastating effects, endangering lives and leading to heavy economic losses. On the other hand, global warming affects the ocean and the warmth of the waves. It has a devastating and long-term impact on ecosystems. The ocean heat is linked to the death of fish and limits human access to marine food resources. C. Climate change and global warming and their impacts on human health. Exposure to excessive heat has wide-ranging physiological effects on all humans. It has consequences such as food poverty, diseases in the immune system, and some digestive and nervous diseases. Sweating and water requirements are factors due to increased temperature or excess activities. These factors can cause hyponatremia or low blood sodium. The sodium levels may decrease if the body loses too much water and electrolytes. Climate change, a related phenomenon, can subtly alter specific parameters of immune function in an individual in responding to pathogens such as viruses. For example, immune responses to influenza virus infection in the mice at different temperatures show that the mice exposed to high temperatures, more than 36 degrees Celsius, had a weaker immune response to the influenza virus. Our gastrointestinal system is influenced the most as a result of heat. Heat exposure increases intestinal barriers and causes enteric infection. There is a relationship between heat exposure and kidney disease, especially for people who work in fields and outdoors. Extreme heat can aggravate neurological disorders like those who suffer from epileptics and seizures, etc. Heat can worsen the symptoms of diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and migraine. Climate changes and global warming can increase the spread of infectious diseases. These ongoing changes have already affected vector-borne disease ecosystems, so their impacts will likely worsen. Vectors efficiently transmit disease-causing organisms to areas that were not viable for them in the past. Climate changes have a significant effect on increasing the vector's lifelong. Vectors and pathogens have group living, so viruses spread quickly. The major global vector-borne diseases include malaria, dengue, chikungunya, and Zika, which are transmitted by vectors. This paper argues from a different point of view. We suggest solutions to solve climate change and global warming problems.